Well, have you ever done any traveling outside the South?
No. I went to Chicago one time.
What'd you go there for?
After automobiles.
Do what?
After automobiles. When I been drove a truck back.
Oh. You delivering them?
No, I wasn't delivering them. I just went up there at one of my own with a dealer.
You went all the way to Chicago?
Yeah.
To buy one?
Yeah.
Why?
During the war.
That's the only place you could get one?
Yeah.
Well,
I went with Louis. Used to be a Chevrolet man down at Tupelo. I went with old man Cowden up at, Can't think of nothing. Where do they make General Motors automobiles up here?
In Mississippi?
No. They don't make them nowhere in Mississippi. It's in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
St. Louis. I went up there once to get a truck back during the war. In other words, you could hardly get a truck. And we went to 47 dealers in Chicago before we found what we'd come after.
My goodness.
See, in other words, he was a Jew. He knowed everybody. He was my buddy. I'd done him a favor after he come to Tupelo. We made him a millionaire down here. And
how'd he make his money?
Automobile business.
Dealer?
Yeah. Yeah, we made him a millionaire. Yeah. So he, after the later day, he offered on me any kind of money I wanted. You know, if you ever, a Jew person, they ever get to liking you and find out that you're all right, they go to the limit with you. I don't know, he's one of the good friends I've had in that line. I mean, that was what I wanted. All I had to do was go in there and ask for it.
Nice to know people like that.
Yeah. What happened when he first bought that business, took all the money he had, it's a swing a deal. He had to take back nearly a new automobile. He didn't have no money to take it back. He was sweating. And I picked up the tab for him and took the automobile and gave him a leaf. And then on, I mean, it was what I wanted, see. And I didn't think nothing about it at that time. He did a bargain, and I seen his bargain, so I took it for him. But I took it as a bargain. I didn't know that I was doing him all that much favor, but he counted that way.
Well, what were you after in Chicago that you had to go 47 meters for?
A 2-ton Chevrolet truck.
Those were hard to come by, apparently.
They were hard to come by during the war. A 2-ton truck.
I guess you finally found it.
Yeah. Yeah, we eventually found it.
How do you like Chicago?
I don't like no party.
I've never been there.
Me and Louie and four more of men went in his car. And we crossed the river at Cairo, Illinois. Yeah, he was driving. I said, "Louie, you want me to drive?" He said, "Yeah." And he stayed awake about an hour. And he went to sleep, and when he woke up, I had him in Chicago. First trip I went with him. He said, "The best driver he ever seen." He said, "He didn't even wake my time."
Now, I can't get used to these big cities, not yet anyway.
I'll tell you the truth about that. Now, it's that way at Tupelo now, pretty well. You think people are going to run over you. But up there in Chicago, they will run over you in that traffic.
They don't care.
They don't care. And we stayed at a hotel that night. Had a man nice enough told us, four men. Well, we're all from here, you know. He says, "Now, you better not get out on the streets at night." He says, "Somebody mugged you." So we took him before.
So World War II?
Yeah. World War II. What, 44, 45, somewhere's out there.
Yeah, I guess it's still probably gotten worse.
It ain't getting no better.
I haven't been to too many big cities myself. I've been to Atlanta, you know, several times.
Yeah, Atlanta's a big town. I've never been there. I got lost one time in Texarkana, Arkansas. You ever hear that? I got lost in that town one time.